From the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse number 18. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Here in Matthew 16, verse 18, we have the first mention of the New Testament church. This is the church in the Greek ecclesia, which means called out. Believers in the Lord Jesus Christ that consist of the body of Christ, the invisible church on the earth. This is the church which was spoken of as one of the mysteries by the Apostle Paul, which was born on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, verse 4. The church is not a building per se. The church is not where denominations gather, but the church consists of many believers, both local and abroad, who represent the true children of God that are called out of the world through salvation in Jesus Christ. These are also individuals from all over the globe that may not be a member of a denomination, but are simply believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the church from every part of the world, every different culture and heritage, ethnic group and race and language. Believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, for Scripture states in Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, that He has redeemed us to God by the blood of Christ out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. The true believers, the invisible church, the body of Christ. This is the church that represents the Lord Jesus Christ. Individuals become the church through salvation in Jesus Christ. For the Bible says, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Each member of the church being just as important as the next. There's no big I's and no little U's. All have a unique role in the body of Christ, and together we all fulfill the plan of God. This is the church. Those that are called out of the world, called out of darkness into His marvelous light. This is the church that has a powerful and unique ministry coupled with tremendous responsibilities as being the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Responsibilities such as evangelizing the world and making disciples in Jesus Christ. This is the church that has a responsibility to live to the degree in Jesus Christ that God's standard called for. This is the church which is living for the Lord, loves the Lord, serves the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 states, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ, everyone that calleth themselves Christians, depart from iniquity." This is the church, and we must represent our Savior and Heavenly Father well, for the world needs to see and hear the real church, the invisible church, which is the body of Christ, which represents every believer on the planet that trusts in the Lord Jesus Christ, born again and saved.
For listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.